Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table. And today we are going to be recapping episode 7, Allegation Aggravation. So as we saw last episode, we ended with another to be continued. And this episode, episode 7, picks up right where it left off last week. Bill storms out of guys' night because he disagrees with the men who are kind of like trash talking Jennifer and saying that she's not a good person. Bill doesn't want to hear that about his wife. He walks out. Frank leaves and goes to get him back, come back to guys' night. Doesn't work. Bill leaves. Then comes in Louie. Louie comes into guys' night, sits down. And during that time, there was some kind of allegation that came up about him in like the news or the press from one of his ex-girlfriends. And the guys were talking about it before he came, and they weren't sure if they were going to bring it up. But Tiki Barber, Tracy's husband, ends up bringing it up and asking him, like, Louie, like, what's going on with these allegations? Like, I don't, like, my wife has been asking me questions. And Louie pretty much says that he had a lot of thirsty, attention-seeking exes. And this girl who made up this allegation, the allegation's false. And he said, you know, I heard a rumor that the girl who made up the allegation about me stabbed her husband with a butcher knife. So he was pretty much saying that she's crazy and she made up the rumor. So after that, after guys' night ends, the scene switches to Teresa's house, and we see Louie telling Teresa that Tracy has been asking her husband Tiki questions about Louie, and that's why Tiki brought it up at guys' night. And Teresa was not happy about that. She was not happy the time she got involved at Melissa's pink party, and she's not happy now getting involved with this. And I see why Teresa is aggravated from Tracy, but I feel as like when there's like new people come in, they do get all involved. Like Tracy's kind of like doing her job. Like all the girls get involved with each other's business. And Tracy was just like doing her job. And I know a lot of people, a lot of fans aren't loving that, but it was the same thing with Michelle last season when she did that little thing with Melissa. Everyone was like, oh, who's Michelle? Why is she getting involved? And well, I don't think Michelle was even paid, or I don't even know like what kind of status she had. I think she was supposed to be a friend. I remember I heard that she filmed around 13 times and there was about 13 episodes. So I thought she was going to be like heavily involved. And then as we see season 11, she was barely involved at all, except for her few scenes at the premiere party and at Teresa's pool party last season when she talk to Melissa. But anyway, so what I'm saying is that I feel people get mad when they are trying to do their job. Like Tracy, she was signed as a friend. She signed an official contract. Even though she was demoted, she still signed a contract and she still showed up to do her job. And I guess maybe Teresa doesn't like that she's getting involved when she barely knows her. And it's kind of like right off the bat, because I know it was the same thing with Jackie when she came in season 9 and she started getting involved with Melissa and telling Teresa, well, your husband's in jail and all that stuff. And people didn't like that either. So I'm starting to sense like a pattern almost that like the new people that come in, maybe they have to wait a little while to like go up against Teresa, because when people go up against Teresa, the OG, sorry, it doesn't end well. So I guess we will see next week. I know the episode is called Forest of Fury, and Tracy hosts a team building event, and Teresa, I guess, unleashes her anger on Tracy and Margaret. I think I heard that in the description, but when the episode comes out next week, I'll discuss it further. But anyway, about that, the next scene goes to Jennifer having a conversation with her husband, Bill, and Bill tells her that he isn't capable of showing emotion. Maybe it's hard for him to talk about the whole affair thing, even though it was like 11 years ago. Like, I guess, I think now it was like 11 years ago, about 11 years ago. So it was like a really long time ago. And now going through the whole thing again, I'm guessing Bill probably doesn't want to deal with it. And maybe it wasn't dealt with properly 10, 11 years ago. And when Margaret brought it up at Teresa's house in the premiere episode, it kind of brings all that anger and feelings and all those things that happened years ago. It brings it back up. So now they're kind of like forced to deal with it. So I think as Jennifer was talking to Bill about it, he was kind of like, I'm not capable of showing emotions because maybe they did that stuff 10 years ago. Even though Jennifer said that she didn't really properly deal with it, maybe they dealt with it in a way that's good for them. You guys get what I'm saying? And Jennifer says in her confessional that she felt very alone by that whole thing with Bill, that whole conversation with Bill. She felt very alone. And now we will see in the upcoming episode, she will have a conversation with Bill. The next scene, Dolores, she goes back to her original house, not the townhouse, that her kids are living in right now. And she came to talk to them about her mother and how her mother needs to have like a triple bypass. And that the kids were telling Dolores that David was taking such great care of her. And Dolores is finding out all these things from the kids because Dolores and David aren't speaking. And maybe David should have called Dolores and just been like, oh, like, I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. I'm taking great care of her. Like that, I think that would have been nice, even though they had a breakup and he's taking care of her. I think it would have been nice if David kind of calls her just to like show his support, even though he is supporting her in the hospital and taking great care of her. Maybe he should have like called Dolores just to like reassure her that her mom's doing well. I mean, that, in my opinion, that's what I think he should have done. And meanwhile, Dolores is hearing all these things, not from David, from her kids. So it's like kind of like secondhand? What's the saying? Secondhand, third hand, whatever it is. But anyway, the next scene, we see Teresa getting ready for her one-year anniversary with her now fiancé, Louis, then boyfriend, now fiancé. He surprises her with a sunset cruise, beautiful, beautiful sunset cruise with a saxophone player, a nice dinner, and Teresa gives him this beautiful like bracelet. It was like, I think it looked like black diamonds, and it was a really cool bracelet. I liked it a lot. I think it was really cool and really thoughtful that she got that for him. And Louis surprised her with that 20-foot scroll. I don't know how big it was, but it was a really big scroll with 20 things he loves about her. Like, that was so sweet. So like thoughtful. And I feel that Louis and Teresa are great for each other. You can see the love there. You can see that she's so happy and she deserves to be happy after all these years of being kind of like unhappy and having to go through all these things because she's been through so much. She's finally happy with Louis. So that's great to see. And I'm so happy for them. After that scene, Margaret decides to host a spa day for Dolores, which is so, so sweet to take like some stress off of her because of her mom's upcoming surgery. During that spa cast event, Jennifer was not invited. So when Margaret was calling Dolores to tell her that she was planning that, she didn't want to invite Jennifer because she didn't want any drama that day. And I kind of did feel bad that Jennifer wasn't invited. Because I don't know, like all cast events, I feel like they should all be invited, like even if it's on the show. And I'm sure Jennifer wouldn't have started any drama when she knows it's for Dolores and it's because she's under so much stress about her mom's upcoming surgery. I don't think Jennifer would have started anything. And I think it would have been nice if Jennifer was invited. But as we see in the episode, she wasn't. And the ladies start talking and they start talking about Jennifer. And Tracy thinks that Jennifer is fighting with everyone because she's miserable in her marriage and she is projecting from her marriage on to everyone else, which, ooh, that was a lot to say. I mean, like, I thought Tracy and Jen were good, so I don't know why she would say that. I get that she's, like, Melissa's friend, but she was also kind of, like, Jennifer's friend, like, sticking up for her. So when she said that, I was like, oh, my God, I thought they were, like, good, and now, like, they're not going to be good anymore, but who knows. And after that, after they do some spa treatments, Teresa is with Jackie and Dolores while Tracy, Melissa, and Margaret are doing their treatments. And Teresa was like, are you guys Are you guys like a fan of Tracy? And Jackie says, yes, I love her. Dolores says, yes, I love her. And Teresa was like, I think she's a little too much. She gets involved in everyone's business. And again, I mean, that's what all the housewives do. But I guess because she's like a newcomer, maybe it came in like too fast for Teresa. I mean, I can't really speak to her. That's just what I think watching the show. And then as they were talking, Jennifer gets brought up again. And Dolores says that she thinks Jennifer is like a mess with this whole situation. Because we saw in last week's episode, she was at her house doing a little kickboxing class and talking to Jennifer. And Jennifer said that she was still mad about the affair. And she was crying. And that's why Dolores said Jennifer is a mess, because she was going through that whole thing. The spa day cast event ends there. The last scene of the episode, we see Jennifer going out with her brother Steven and tells him that she ended up telling her mom Josephine about Bill's affair. And I know in the other episode she said that she was nervous and she wanted to wait till she got back from Turkey, but I guess it was a smart decision to just tell her because she didn't want her mom to find out from other people, which, you know, you get that. You don't want her mom to hear that information from someone else. So she just went to her and told her, and her mom was like not happy. And she was like, oh, I'm going to go after Margaret. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And like cursing out Margaret. Oh my God. But anyway, about that, Steven asks Jennifer if he thinks her and Bill can go to therapy. And Jennifer, I guess, approached Bill about it. And Bill said he was scared because if they went to therapy, they would talk about everything and they would open up Pandora's box and don't know if they can close it. And then the last scene of the episode ends there. And then we see the mid-season trailer. Of course, another like, I mean, how many times have we seen the taglines this season? Like once or twice? We're usually supposed to see them like every episode. And this, for some reason, this season, there have been so many to be continued and so many things that we've barely even seen the taglines, which I think is really, really weird. But anyway, I mean, I already ranted about the production company. I don't know. But yeah, so we see the mid-season trailer. My thoughts on the mid-season trailer, it was okay. I thought there could have been a little more in it. Like, it was, a lot of it was just Nashville, and that's like the end of the season. We have like a couple weeks till the Nashville trip, so I wish they showed a little bit of more of the cast events that are coming up. Like, I think they showed like 1 or 2 seconds of Dolores' softball game, which was so, so fun. I was actually there. Dolores was so, so sweet. She gave me 2 tickets. Such a fun like experience being there with all the wives and the energy of the fans. I don't know. I was in like my glory, like my Real Housewives of New Jersey glory. Like I had the best time there. And I can't wait to see it on TV. Maybe like I'll be in the background of something. Who knows? But I'm sure if I am, I will post it on my Instagram. And if you guys aren't following my New Jersey fan page at RHONJObsessed on Instagram, you guys should follow now. And yeah, but anyway, about the mid-season trailer, I thought they could have put a little bit more in. It was a little weak. It was okay. And yeah, pretty much they really should have just put a little more in there. And then I also wanted to talk about Watch What Happens Live right after the show. I loved that episode. It was so good with Teresa and Lonnie Love. I was laughing the entire time. Lonnie Love was hysterical, calling Andy Andrew, which was so, so funny. And I love both of them together. Like, they were like a great duo. So I'm happy we got them together, and I want to see them again on a future Watch What Happens Live. And that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this recap. A little mini rant, which I usually do on kind of like all my episodes about the production company, because it just makes me so mad. I hope you guys enjoyed some of my thoughts on the episode and my thoughts on Watch What Happens Live. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next week on another episode of Flipping the Table. Bye.